Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Well, in the studio with us, we have a Natalie Delmonico and Brittany Pridol from With Angels Wings. And thanks for coming in the studio. You were in here before, weren't you, with me?
Yeah. Thanks for having us back.
You bet. Well, you got some an exciting event coming up, Natalie. First, tell us a little bit about With Angels Wings. Why don't we start there?
Sure. With Angel Wings is a nonprofit that's based out of Canby that has been founded by myself, Natalie Delmonico, and Brittany Pridol and Jessica Wolhoff. We are all mothers who are experiencing grief related to child loss, and we really wanted to share our story and reach out and help other families as they are going through the same thing. So our mission is to provide continual financial and emotional support while creating a safe haven to families experiencing grief related to child loss from infant and pregnancy death, sudden death, and medical conditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you started with Angels Wings because of the experience that you guys had here. Ivy's Hope, who's that, Jessica?
That's Jessica.
And she's from Sioux Falls, right?
Correct.
Okay. And talk a little bit about Braylee and Cade.
So Braylee is my daughter. This is Brittany Pridol, and she had passed away when she was 5 years old due to a rare genetic metabolic disorder that she was born with. So we have three programs within With Angel Wings, and they kind of encompass what each of our divisions mean within the organization. So there's Braylee's Butterflies that kind of helps coordinate the medical conditions or rare disease, Cade's Legacy to help with sudden or accidental death, and then Ivy's Hope with the infant and pregnancy loss.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about Cade. Natalie.
Yep.
What was he like?
We had said this on our last interview too, but we have kind of summed up Cade's short, wonderful life in three words, and that's kind of his tagline is loving, polite, and silly. Yep. And so that kind of just really encompasses all parts of his life that he had for the year and a half that he was on Earth. He was very mm-hmm. loving, always polite, and so silly.
Yep. How about Braylee, Brittany? Tell us a little bit about her.
So throughout Braylee's journey, she always had a smile on her face, and everything was always rainbows and unicorns with her. Regardless of everything she went through in her medical journey, she mm-hmm. would always be the one to tell us that it would be okay, and she was always happy. And so we've kind of summed her up with that she was always bold, she was always brave, and we're trying to help be the change within Braylee's Butterflies, that it is okay to be bold and brave and to live through child loss.
Mm-hmm. The logo that you have with Angel Swings, talk about that a little bit. You just mentioned Cade's logo, saying, that's in the logo there, isn't it?
Yep, so we have a local artist make the logo for us, so it's very unique. She did it with her watercolor paintings. So we have a heart in the middle for Cade's legacy. It's blue. One of the colors that represents Cade to us is blue. And then it has two wings. One side is for Braylee's Butterflies, and the other side is for Ivy's Hope. And then there's a dragonfly and hearts and butterflies that kind of represent all three programs in our nonprofit.
Yeah. And where can people see this logo? On Facebook?
Yep.
You have a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook page with Angel Wings. You can find us on Facebook. We are hopefully launching our website this week. That is www.withangelwings.com. So you can also find it there.
A new website coming out.
Yes.
Should have a drum roll for that, huh?
We should. The countdown is on.
All right. Who's helping you with that website? Have you created it yourself? Or?
We've had help from a wonderful person that has donated her time, helped get this going. Her name is Brittany Haugen. Mm. She is also from Canby, Minnesota.
Yep. She does great work.
Yes. Yep, we would not be anywhere without her, that's for sure.
Now, you guys have been active with Angels Wings. Tell us about some things that you've already done. I noticed during the holiday season you had something. On Main Street Canby, was it?
Yeah, so kind of our first big fundraiser event, we called it the Remembrance Tree Project. And what it was, local businesses kind of donated their space for us to come in and put up trees. And then family members were able to decorate a tree in honor of their loved one. And not just for child loss, but for anybody who's ever lost anybody. So we had, I think, a total of 30-some businesses in Canby and a couple in Mineota. And we had honored a total of 40 people with the trees. And then along with that, we did a remembrance ceremony at the Hometown Holiday Parade in Cambie, where we read off people's names on our float, and we were able to honor 81 people, loved ones who had were missed this holiday season.
It's a good way to keep the names out there and keep them alive or in our memories, right?
Yep. Yes.
Good, good. Well, you have a big event coming up. You want to talk about that a little bit, Brittany?
Sure. So we have our first ever Runway to Remember event that'll be held at the Ramada Inn in Marshall on Saturday, March 21st.
A runway event?
Yes.
Modeling?
Yes. Modeling. Correct. So
all right.
We have...
Yeah, I noticed you haven't asked me to model yet.
Next year, Paul.
Next year, okay.
Well, our models are pretty special to our mission because all of our models are moms that have experienced grief themselves.
Okay. Well, that's special, that's for sure. Talk about the time and, you know, when is it again?
So our event is Saturday, March 21st. Like I said, it's held in Marshall, Minnesota at the Ramada Inn. It'll start at 5 o'clock with cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and then we'll also have some vendor tables for some shopping. The fashion show will start at 6:30, and that will have some featured boutiques from the local area. And then after that, there's just kind of some socializing and more shopping that can be done.
So people can take a look at the clothing, and they can purchase it there or go to that boutique and purchase it, huh?
Yeah, so
great
we have...
Great idea.
Yeah, we have Cambie Drug and Gifts, Trendy and Chic Boutique, which is from Sioux Falls, Monica's Apparel and Accessories, Noble Women, Poppin' Tags, and then Falls Boutique, who are all our boutiques, and they will all have vendor tables set up there to purchase merchandise.
Oh, the boutiques will have a booth set up there. Oh, that's awesome. Great event. Who thought of this? That's awesome.
We kind of had thrown the idea around, and then Jessica was actually invited to be a model for one down by Sioux Falls.
Okay.
And so we thought that it was a really fun, different thing to do in our area. So we kind of are going to give it a shot this year.
All right. How can people go to this then? How can they buy a ticket and stuff? Or
yep. So we have, you can visit our Facebook page with Angel Wings event page, Runway to Remember, and you can get tickets there. Once our website is launched, you can get tickets at www.withangelwings.com. In Cambie, you can also find tickets at Cambie Drug and Gifts, Ash and Arrow Boutique, Crave, and then in Marshall, you can get tickets at Poppin' Tags. You could also email us or reach out to us on Facebook, and we would be happy to get you a ticket.
Okay. Yeah, Monica's involved in it, huh?
Yes.
Yep. She'll bring her stuff. She brings when she comes does Fashionista Friday, she decorates the whole studio here with her clothing.
Yes, we are excited to have Monica for sure.
And I've been in Poppin' Tags many times down in Marshall. You guys do a good job running that.
Yeah, my parents own Poppin' Tags.
Yep.
So
good, some good boutiques there.
Yeah.
So
we hope that you can join us Saturday, March 21st at the Ramada Inn in Marshall, Minnesota, starting at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I would guess in the Ramada Inn you have
in the ballroom.
Ballroom, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yep.
So you got a lot of room.
We got a lot of room. We can definitely have plenty of ticket sales for people to join in on the fun.
So, okay. And the models, as you mentioned, are moms that have lost a child.
Correct.
And that's a good way to include them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we felt it was a good way to kind of include them since that's obviously pretty important to our hearts. Mm-hmm. And then also to provide that fellowship for them itself to kind of know other moms that are going through something similar.
Same thing. I would guess there'd be a lot of conversations that night too afterwards, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, and we'll also have different ways for the models to help honor their child, as well as any attendee who will be there. Excuse me, we'll also have the chance to honor their child that they have lost. You can email us at wingswithangels@gmail.com or message us on Facebook. So the main service that we're offering at this time is we're calling our angel boxes, and our angel boxes is just a box full of things that we found comforting when we had lost our children.
Yeah, so we can either get requests for people that know of someone that has lost a child that we can send them in one of our angel boxes. Our intent actually is to send them out a few weeks after the loss just because of the hustle and bustle and everything that goes on. And then as a lost mom myself, it almost feels like people have forgotten about you. So getting that something sentimental from other people that have experienced loss as well can really mean a lot.
Mm-hmm. And so that's, what's it called again?
It's called an angel box.
Angel box. And so if people know of someone that has lost a child, they can get a hold of you and you send out this angel box.
Correct. So then you can message us on Facebook or on our website. And if you just want to donate to sponsor a box, so you don't know somebody at this moment in time who has lost a child, you can donate to the box to purchase items for the box. Or we also have a wish list on Amazon that people can buy specific books or seed packets or journals that would go in the angel box.
Also, there's some ways businesses can get involved in this runway to remember too, right?
So we have some different ways where businesses can help sponsor our event. So we have different sponsorships available. Our angel sponsorship for $1,000, where we'll include also the sponsor in all of our event signage and other recognition during the event. And then you will also get some free tickets to the event to kind of help join. We have a wing sponsorship for $500, kind of the same thing. You'll be on signage, maybe stuff on our food tables or t-shirts, things like that. And then it kind of goes down to our honor sponsorship at $400 and then our hope sponsorship at $250. If any of these amounts don't maybe work for your business and you still want to somehow be involved, honestly, we wouldn't turn down anything because our entire mission is run off of funds that is donated.
Yep. Good. And if people would like to donate with Angel's Wings, how can they do that?
You can donate. We have a donate button on our Facebook page, or once our website gets up, there will be different options to donate on there as well.
Okay.
You can also PayPal or Venmo us. And also, if you have something that you would like to donate, we have VIP bags for our VIP tables, so little goodies for that, or special bags for the models as well, too.
Okay. All right, real good, Brittany and Natalie. Thanks for coming in and sharing. And pretty big event happening in Marshall on Saturday, March 21st. Mark that on your calendar. It'll be at the Ramada Inn with Angel Wings, Runway to Remember, first ever one. And hopefully anyone there, huh?
Yep, hopefully.
All right. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep, Brittany Pridal and Natalie Delmonico with Angel's Wings.